Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine. And I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. To get to today, of course, the nation continues to mourn the loss of George H.W. Bush. There are some updating news stories coming in from around the globe, and we'll check money. That's all straight ahead on the Monday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I will keep America moving forward, always forward, for a better America. For an endless, enduring dream and a thousand points of light. This is my mission, and I will complete it.
All right, that was his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention of 1988. He would go on to win that election in a sizable win. And the quick 4 years later, his time in public life would be done. But George H.W. Bush dying over the weekend, and the nation mourning his casket in Washington, D.C. for the next couple of days. There will be a national memorial service at the National Cathedral to follow those days as well. And it will be an interesting time to look at what happened during his presidency and kind of since. So we're glad to do that today on today's broadcast. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about what's going on in the world today. The president had a very successful close to the G20. Some major agreements got agreed to, now some of which Congress needs to do their part on. But what does that all mean? We'll try to get into some of that before we're done on today's show as well. And then when we're closing out today, I've got maybe one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen happen in modern society being implemented by a mayor who really just must hate his city or something. I don't understand, but we'll get to that before we're done as well. All right. So something else very intriguing happened this morning. There is a conservative author by the name of Dr. Jerome Corsi. Some people think he's a bit of a conspiracy nut. Some people think he's gospel. I think truth is probably somewhere in between. But he is someone that the Mueller probe took a big bet on last week. They pulled him behind closed doors and they said, we'll cut you a deal. All you have to do is say a few magic words. And he took a look at it and said, no, I don't like that deal. I'm not going to say these words. And one of the observations I've had about that is if you are going to offer somebody a plea deal, I think, especially if you're someone like Bob Mueller, you really need to be quite confident that they're going to take it. Because what Mr. Corsi is now able to do to the world is tell everybody what you were like inside that closed door meeting. And that's exactly what he's done, not just in the media now, but through an actual court filing. In fact, today, he and his attorneys filed a criminal and ethics complaint against the Bob Mueller special counsel team. The complaint, which, of course, he's been pondering for a few days, escalates the challenge of the Mueller probe and their targets of investigation. It's a 78-page complaint, by the way, asserting the existence of slow-motion coup against the president, was filed to a range of top law enforcement offices from across the country, including Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz, the Washington U.S. Attorney, and the Bar Disciplinary Council. So, filing it with the Attorney General, you're asking them to pursue criminal charges. Filing it with the DOJ, you're asking them to, on an internal basis, take disciplinary action. The D.C. U.S. Attorney, again, criminal felonies, and the Bar Disciplinary Council, you're asking people to have their law licenses impacted. Now, the claim says that Dr. Corsi had been criminally threatened and coerced to tell a lie and to call it the truth. Now, here's the not so good part of that. If he was to go along with the special counsel's desire that he say something happened and say that that's true, but it's not true, it may assuage the special counsel for a short time. But if he does something that they don't like, they can come back and say, hey, you lied in your testimony to the special counsel, even though they're the ones asking him to say the things that they're asking him to say. According to the complaint, they wanted him to demonstrate that he acted as a liaison between Roger Stone and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. So they want him to say I was the go-between between those two. And then they wanted him to also say that he was the liaison between the Trump campaign and the hacked Democratic National Committee emails. The complaint states that Mueller's office is now, quote, knowingly and deceitfully threatening to charge Corsi with an alleged false statement unless he gives them false testimony against Trump and others. The threat of a false statement charge, according to the complaint, pertains to a July 2016 email from Stone asking him to get to Assange and get the pending emails. Corsi's complaint says he was unable to initially give accurate testimony on that point until he could reload emails on his laptop. The complaint says he later amended his answers. In an interview last week with Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight, Corsi said Mueller's team was happy with the answers until he couldn't give them what they wanted. So what he did was he was asked to give with certainty the answer about something that happened with these emails. He said he couldn't answer accurately until he had a chance to look at them. Once he looked at them, he filed an amendment to his statement to the special counsel, clarifying the accuracy of what he was saying. Now they're threatening him because he did not say what they wanted him to say. He said what was true. Now they're threatening him with some sort of charge for lying to the special counsel. Asked about the complaint, Mueller spokesman Peter Carr said they would decline to comment. Corsi's legal team included a draft court filing from the Mueller team to be used for Corsi to plead guilty to making false statements. See, here's the thing, friend. You didn't get him to take the plea bargain. Now he has all of the pages and the materials that you gave him to sign that you're at, and now he can directly show what you are asking him to do to anybody that wants to see it. That document includes an August 2nd, 2016 email between Corsi and Stone where Corsi references Assange in the forthcoming release of hacked emails. Word is friend in an embassy plans two more dumps. Corsi writes to Stone about 10 weeks before the Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta's emails were released. In the complaint, Corsi's lawyers denied that Corsi had inside knowledge and was colluding with Assange. Instead, they make the argument that Corsi logically concluded that more emails are about to be released. The bottom line of all of this is that you, Robert Mueller, and your team have messed up big time because you've now let one of the witnesses know exactly your strategy of what you're going after. And it appears, if his testimony is right, that you're asking people to say false things in order to say the things that they once said so that they can go after the president. And now we have, to some degree, proof of that with these forms that they asked you, they asked Corsi to fill out. Friends, it's a sham. It's an absolute sham. And it's time to end. I'm hoping that the Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, will take this into account. I hope that these court filings, these criminal filings, will be followed up on. Because we deserve to have a transparent and fair process, especially if you're going to say it impacts the president. Kevin McCullough coming back. Don't go away.
Shield my head in the day of battle. Right. Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle. The fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain. What is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I've served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on my MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee, until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Ding dong, ding dong. That is the song with joyful ring. Caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Yeah, 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 yeah. While people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. The only twice-credentialed psychologist on air, Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's so much fun this time of year, playing with the bumper library. Now you get some Christmas music mixed into the mix. And if you're listening and you say, does that sound familiar? Actually, it does. That's Kristen Getty. Gettys are at Carnegie again this year. December 13th is the date. And friends, it's their fifth anniversary coming to Carnegie. I will be there. Our whole family will be there. It's kind of a tradition now. One place in all of New York where you can sing Christmas carols and nobody takes you to court. It's kind of fun. Anyway, busy, busy news week underway, and there's going to be more to report as we go along. The president did something rather remarkable on Saturday. Of course, he got immediate criticism for it. He said, we were going to hold a press conference. We're going to delay holding that out of respect for the president who has just passed, President H.W. Bush. And we will hold our press conference after the kind of national mourning has taken place. That is, of course, well underway. The president sent Air Force One, which it's not called Air Force One when he's not on it, but he sent it, and they titled it Mission 41, I think is what they called it. And they retrieved the body of the former President Bush, who will now be laid in the Capitol Rotunda for 2 days, and then the National Cathedral ceremony to follow that as the nation mourns the 41st president. And we haven't had a president die in 12 years, so it's not something that happens all the time. Anyway, but what did he get accomplished in the G20? Let's talk about that next with Dr. Gina Loudon, who is, of course, already on the campaign trail for the president in 2020. She's one of those early, early people that got recruited. And she's following the details of this with quite a watchful eye. Gina, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
So I thought it was a classy move by the president to delay his press conference and kind of like let the light be shed on the president that just died. He still got criticism for it all over Twitter. They were like, yeah, you couldn't even say anything nice. I'm like, this president doesn't win one way or the other. If he holds the press conference, people say, oh, he's self-absorbed. If he doesn't, they say, oh, you couldn't say anything nice, which he did. He said something very nice in his same, like the tweet that came right before that. So I'm giving up on trying to figure out what they actually want from the man, but we didn't get a full report on what he accomplished down there. And Gina, there's a good story to be told.
Well, there really is. And you know, I think that the combination of seeing the death of former President George H.W. Bush and watching this president, you know, the media is having a field day making comparisons. But the reality is that, you know, each president is born for a different time. And the people who don't understand it, to me, it spotlights the whole idea of sovereignty and God's hand on America. Because you look at someone like President Bush, who was the right president for that time. But you look at the situations we're in now, and you see the contrast between a president like Bush and a president like President Trump.
Yeah.
And you realize they can't really be compared. Each are made for such a time as this. And it really does show God's sovereign hand on America. I think it's a beautiful illustration of that. And how unfortunate that the media can't point to that, Kevin, rather than just pointing to, oh, well, he was such a gentleman and had so much class, and that means this president somehow doesn't. You know what? George H.W. Bush could not be effective as president in this climate today. There is no way. Thank God we have a president like President Trump. And President Trump, likewise, would not have worked in the Bush era either, because the situation was totally different. So if
right.
you don't believe in God, makes sense to me why you can't understand it. You know, we can explain it to him, Kevin. We can't understand it for them. That's the problem.
I thought, speaking of the former president, I thought one of the most touching things I heard all weekend was when he said whoever was there, the family that was there, that he was looking forward to seeing Barbara, who he was married to for 70 years. That in and of itself is something to be admired. But also his daughter.
Absolutely.
That had died at age 3. I think a lot of people don't even know that they had another child. But a 3-year-old losing her to leukemia, that had to be devastating to a guy that obviously very, very much loved his family.
Yeah, and the media, that same hypocritical media that's attacking him right now, said, you know, to him, you know, one time it was, I believe it was actually, you know, a press briefing in the White House. You know, have you ever, I'm not completely sure about that, I'd want to get my facts straight, but have you ever even endured a day of a hard work or pain in your entire life? One press said to him, sounds like something that Acosta might ask these days. And he said, yes, as a matter of fact, he said, have you ever watched a child die for, I believe it was 6 months of
yeah.
his life. I think it was
wow.
a horrible experience.
Wow.
And so, you know, this is where the media, you know, they run so rough over our presidents, all of them. Let's not pretend like they weren't horrible, horrible to the Bushes, because they were Republicans, which is the reason why they're horrible to President Trump. It isn't because President Trump's a horrible person, or they would have been horrible to him prior to him being president. They were all lovely to him when they wanted his money and him his attendance at their charity balls and their weddings and all of those things. It wasn't until he became a Republican that they were horrible, which just exposes them yet again. And it's sad that it has to be this way, Kevin. But I think, you know, as America watches this and they see how they're trying to use President Bush's death against President Trump as some sort of weapon, I think what it really does is contrast the hypocrisy of the media yet again in the way they treated President Bush, for those of us who remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that they're treating him in eulogy. It's disgusting, really. And it's the ultimate sign of hypocrisy.
Well, and it's going to be interesting. I will see. We will see what history says. I think that President Bush was a much better man than he may have been president. And that was my sense of who he was in his after presidency life. You listen to George W. or Jeb or some of those guys talk about their dad, and you know that this man was a larger than life figure to them. And if you understand the areas of service he had before becoming president, you know, you don't lead the CIA and be, you know, sloppy. You don't go and represent your country as the UN ambassador following that and be sloppy. And yeah, those backgrounds helped him in things like destroying the Cold War and kicking Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait and those types of things. Well, absolutely. We didn't get to the G20, but the president did have some big accomplishments. We'll talk about that more as the days go by as well. He's going to hold his own press conference soon about it. But Dr. Gina, thanks for your thoughts on this today. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Okay, coming up next, Gordon Chang will break down the Trump-China proposed agreement, the temporary version that goes for 90 days, what it means, and if we really did get anything out of them, because I have a feeling they don't see it the same way as we do, and we'll find out next. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on 2 premium MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on my MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC, or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's
312-588-9443. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
A lot of people are looking forward to it. I know that President Xi and myself are looking forward to it, and we've also established an incredible relationship. I want to thank the president for his nice best wishes to the Bush family.
All right, so over the weekend, the president canceled what he had scheduled to do as a press conference to talk about some of the accomplishments of his time at the G20. And the reason that he canceled it was out of deference to the death of President Bush. And he said that he'll hold a press conference when the funeral has passed and the kind of week of mourning is concluded. But today there are stories coming out of the G20 that reference at least some degree of an operational agreement with China on trade tariffs and some exchanges that they've made that are in effect, I guess, for the next 90 days. And here to discuss what that means is someone who told us before they got together that they need to be very careful in how they handle these. Gordon Chang is a foreign policy expert. He works on the stories related to Southeast Asia a lot on cable news. You hear him commenting on China and North Korea and that region rather often. On Twitter, you can read him at Gordon G. Chang, and GordonChang.com. is his website. Gordon, welcome back. So last week I talked to you and you said, Kev, he really needs to be very firm. He needs to not move unless he gets the right concessions from China. What did we get? What's in this 90-day agreement? And what are we supposed to expect when it's concluded?
Right now, it's not clear what we did get. There is a White House statement. It's quite different from the Chinese version. There is some overlap, but also there are some differences. I think that, we heard Larry Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council, today on television talk about how the Chinese are going to make some changes pretty soon in terms of market access. But essentially what occurred was a 90-day truce. We're going to look at what happened on March 1st, the 90th day, and they'll then decide where to go. The Chinese don't believe there's a 90-day deadline. We do, and I think that will be critical, because if we don't have a full agreement with the Chinese by March 1st, there could be very differing versions of where we go from here.
Well, and that's so, and you've gained that because you've read the Chinese version and the American version summarizing the agreement.
Yes. And also Bloomberg has done a very convenient overlap.
Nice.
There is a White House statement, and there's various Chinese statements when you put together.
Other than the timeline, what are the other significant differences between the language of the two?
I think the most significant difference would be, at least in the short term, would be commitments to purchase U.S. agriculture and others, where we talk about this and the Chinese really don't, especially in the same terms.
Oh, wow.
But this is in the best of things, this is just a temporary fix.
Right.
Because we have some fundamental differences with China. And the most important, and also this is a difference between the two versions, is what the Chinese are going to do about intellectual property theft. We absolutely demand that they stop it. The Chinese aren't even acknowledging that they're doing it. And the two versions of what occurred at the dinner on Saturday do differ with respect to IP.
Well, and see, so it sounds like what you said all along is what they're completely up to. Because if the Chinese versions that are being, and I'm assuming that's what they're using to tell Chinese media and the Chinese people, this is the deal we got. They're not mentioning any of those things. It's highly unlikely they feel accountable to any of those.
Yes, no, I think that probably there is an agreement, at least something that the Chinese are not willing to acknowledge, that they will buy American farm products, because that would make sense in context of what has occurred recently. But we have been quite explicit about what's going on, and the Chinese have not. So I think that there is some posturing going on here. But you look through the text, and I commend people for an easy version of it. Just look at what Bloomberg has put out. There is some overlap, but also there are some crucial differences. But the point is, whatever it is, by 90 days, there's going to be a reckoning. And I'm sure that there'll be pressure in the United States for the administration to show some real progress on this.
Well, this doesn't affect the tariffs that are already in place, but the president agreed to no further tariffs, is my understanding. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So we hit the pause button right where we are currently, and then by March 1st, we examine to see if any progress has been made to go forward from there.
Right. I mean, the big concession the Trump administration made was not to go forward with the increase in the scheduled tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods going from 10 to 25%. That's a really important giveaway that China got.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if that is enough bait to get them to the table. I know that you seem pessimistic on it, and I trust your judgment on it. So it's kind of we'll just wait and see where it goes. You want to read more? Gordon's on Twitter. Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. That's his handle, Gordon G. Chang. And Gordon, always a pleasure to get your mind on these things. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio continues. Look at the markets next.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One in one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com. Yeah, I'm sending.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. It's a new Christmas bump this year. We added to the library. I heard Rob Thomas do this actually on the NBC tree lighting telecast last week. And I said, you know what? That song's actually like a prayer. So it kind of got me, and I said, let's do it. So anyway, you'll hear more sounds of the season as we go through in the next few weeks. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is Money Monday, and normally we chat with David Fisher, who is the head of Landmark Capital. He's the CEO, and he's with us every week. He takes a look at what's going on in the markets and what's kind of going on in the global economy, how different countries are responding to the times in terms of what they're doing. And then we try to glean some insight in terms of some practical things that the everyday person can do. And we're very grateful that David is a little bit on the mend today. Normally he would be with us. He's not been with us for 2 weeks, and he never takes time off. So it's really amazing. But he was released from the hospital over the weekend, and he is recovering. He's got some issues he'll be dealing with for a little while, but the doctor said don't take it too fast. So probably next week he will rejoin us. And that just happens to be the same week that we are going to draw the winner of the Landmark Capital Fall 1 ounce gold coin giveaway that many of you have been registering for. I'll tell you more about that coming up in a bit. But I do want to talk about the economy. And Jerry Boyer is an economist. He is also an author and a columnist. You can read him at Town Hall Finance, amongst other places. You also catch him on cable news. And he's a former talk show host for the Salem Media Group many years ago, which is where I met him. But Jerry, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Kevin, it's great to be with you again. I'm glad we've interacted, but we haven't spoken voice to voice for a while. So I'm
it's been a half a second or so. So the markets have been really all over the place, and this weekend there was some additional concern. What's going on in the economy? Why are they reacting the way they are? And to what impact does any of the modern day headlines have anything to do with it? For instance, the gas tax in France and what's happening there. Is there any spillover in terms of what's happening in the American economy?
Got it. So what's going on in the economy there? Why are they doing it? And, you know, what's the take home? What's going on in their economy is that the French economy has been a low growth economy for a long time, and it's been sort of scuttling along close to the recession line this year. Macron is a man of the left, maybe the center left. He has not introduced growth policies, but he wasn't the sort of, you know, Hollande before was a flat-out socialist, and he really wrecked the French economy. Macron is more center-left, a little bit more like Clinton, and he has not introduced growth policies. And so they've been going along at a like under 1% growth rate this year, 9% unemployment rate, which is really high if you're America, but it's not really high if you're France. And then he decided to implement a series of energy policies, which amount to a fuel tax, which raises the price of gasoline in France, which is already quite high, and some other regulations that kind of hit people directly, like tougher emissions inspections and, you know, pressuring people to get new cars, et cetera. So, France hasn't done a lot of this. Spain did a lot of it and almost wrecked their economy. So a lot of the green policies were, you know, Italy and Spain, and that led to tremendous problems. France is adopting it now against all data to the contrary.
Right.
And what's happening is people, essentially the deplorables, a French word, are revolting. They're driving in from the countryside, and they're defacing monuments and throwing things, and some of it's violent and some of it isn't violent. The peasants are revolting. And they don't seem to be able to shut them up by saying, oh, you're just a deplorable and you're an idiot and we're the elite and you have to listen to us.
Well, and for good reason, they're upset because Macron is making the argument that they're trying to fix a kind of an existential problem by changing a practical impact in their lives now. And if, you know, so this idea that you're going to, you know, save the world from global warming by charging more for gasoline, there's people in the newly elected Congress, Jerry, that ran on this kind of concept, adopting it for America, did they not?
Yes. Yeah, global warming is essentially the new hellfire of the secular religion. And so the left base loves that kind of stuff, and the compromised right elites kind of like this sort of thing, too. But you're right. It's an alleged existential problem, and paying $7 a gallon every time you go to the gas station. And then when you get your annual inspection, being much more likely to be turned down. So increasing your mechanics bills, is people are going to feel that. And by the way, does this really, address the existential problem, if it is a real existential problem? Because France isn't exactly some kind of economic powerhouse.
Right.
They're not spewing a lot of carbon dioxide into the air to begin with. So if they decrease their carbon dioxide emissions by 2%, even if they could take them down by 10-15%, it's a tiny amount of carbon dioxide compared to, say, a China or even the United States, which are industrial, superpowers.
Sure.
So it's more virtue signaling than actually dealing with the global warming problem, whether it exists or not.
Yeah. Let's talk about the calendar year for 2018. We're, obviously in the final month now. What happens between now and the end of the year, in the economy? Projections or reports are we still expected to receive? And where do you see us closing out the books in 2018?
That's a good question. I don't do a lot of short-term forecasting, but what I can tell you is that I thought that the Trump tax cuts would really help the economy in 2018 and said so, and they did. But I also said that that would be a kind of not a long-lasting effect, that there's an aspect in which tax cuts change the long-term equation, but some of it is just stimulus. And the Trump tax cuts have an element of both. So I think we're slowing down. The tax cuts really gave us a great second quarter, third quarter slowing down. I think fourth quarter will be a little slower. So I think these tax cuts were great. I editorialized in favor of them. I thought they would help. But if we want to really keep growth high and be, in a several-year boom, we got to do other things. We got to improve other things. The tax cuts have kind of done what they're going to do, and I wouldn't count on them giving us, a great end of year.
Gotcha.
I think we'll slow down probably end of year.
Gotcha. All right, Jerry Boyer, read him at townhall.com in the finance section. And you can also read some of his stuff in the archives of Forbes and many other places. Follow him on Twitter. And, Jerry, we appreciate you being here today. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
All right. Don't forget, just 1 week left to register for your chance to win the 1 ounce $20 gold piece. Do that by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. When you do, you're also going to get the 2018 Survival Guide from Landmark Capital because they're going to make that available to you, which includes David Fisher's Insider's Newsletter and the white papers that he is regularly researching and producing on a variety of topics related to the economy and to your portfolio. Friends, we do this because we care about you being a good steward of what you earn and how much of it you're actually able to utilize. So please go ahead. But we've got a limited number of days. Next Monday, we will announce the winner. So you've got to register this week if you haven't. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Right. Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle, the fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I've served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Troubles will be out of sight.
Oh, yeah. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hope you can tolerate my love for the music of the season. It's one of my favorite times. And one of the reasons is because now my kids are old enough that they're starting to ask me all about it as well. In fact, this weekend we went out and got the tree. And we've done it every year that they've all been around. So, you know, my oldest is now 8 and the others are 6 and 3 going on 4. 4 going on 35. But anyway, there was such a gleeful joy to get in the car and to go pick out the Christmas tree and to get it home and to put it up and to get all the lights and the ornaments and stuff on. I mean, it took almost all day on Saturday to do, and they just didn't lose interest in it the whole time. So it's fun. I'm a sucker for the holidays. I'm a sucker for family. It's the way it should be. It's one of the things I really appreciate about the Bushes, watching them mourn the loss of their dad. It's just obvious he was a huge figure in their life and just really a figure of consequence. Anyway, having said that, I've got a free gift for you. Have you gotten it yet? It's the bottle of CoQ10ergy, the energy drink that gives you 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10. It is sugar-free, caffeine-free, carb-free. It's good for you. It's energy that's good for you. And a free bottle of it is yours when you go to kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com, and ask for it. I'm even going to pay the shipping to get it to you. Finally tonight, there is a mayor out west, a little town called Portland, that plans to bring a new pilot program before his city council. For final approval very, very soon. Now, this mayor wants to do something to help the law enforcement aspect of crime of his city. He feels like it's important to do things that make the city more safe. So, and he's figured out how to try to fund this program. He is famous for making very controversial changes to the law enforcement programs in that city. He cut a mounted patrol, cops on horseback program from the city budget last year. And a year later, the city council set a deadline to implement some new ideas that he had. This newest one, I really think it's gonna win people's hearts, I'm sure. Because now, when responding to property crimes and burglaries and break-ins, they have a whole section of the police department that will be doing so without a firearm. Yeah, a police officer without a firearm. Okay. Kevin McCullough, see you next time.